Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yeah. Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elk. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on Tampa, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Fucking like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We in this thing, Sports Coma, representing Late Stream. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys. We have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. What's popping, fam? How y'all doing on this middle of the week stream? Shout out to the fam. Shout out to the Patreon champions, the YouTube membership family. Got the latest vid is on there. The reaction to Dennis Allen's press conference, the 40 something odd minute situation. We got it posted up on our Patreon for our family members yesterday. We had some internet issues. We got all that resolved, man. Finally got all of that crap resolved. We are good to go. Shout out to you guys. Appreciate you. Now in this stream, man, Saints update concerns over Ram checks knee. Now y'all put in the chat, man. And of course, before I get into it, there is a poll that I posted in the chat because I did see the article where I think it was Vegas. We'll cover it today. We'll talk about it where they gave the DraftKings. That's who it was. DraftKings Sportsbook pretty much picked the Saints amount of wins this upcoming season. We'll cover that today. You guys feel good. Feel free to chime in the poll that's up currently about how many wins you guys think the Saints will get this upcoming year. No, it's prematurely, but we can all feel free to chime in the chat. Let me hear what you guys think about that. Big ups to the fam. Appreciate each and every last one of y'all. Our day ones in the building. OG Jerry. Young City, shout out to you, Trey. What's happening, my brother? Good to see you. He said, Q, you called it with Ram. Bro, it ain't hard to call, bro. It's not hard to call at all, bro. It really isn't. Shout out to the fam, man. Young City, Bronze Power Guard. Good to see you, Bullet Family Travel Vlog. Shout out to you, fam. Good to see you, brother Carlton. How you doing, sir? Appreciate you. Dana, shout out to my queens out there as well. Much love to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all the support. What's up, DJ? Shout out to my boy DJ in the building as well. Brother Greg is in this thing as well. No OG action is, no, they're not fired yet, brother. Not even close. But anyway, yes, we talked about this ad nauseum, man. We mentioned it. It's kind of late in the game. We knew Ryan Ramczyk's issues with his knee is bad. The minor surgery, when they did the minor surgery, I said that wasn't going to work. You can't, if you need major surgery, getting minor surgery is not going to help it. It's not going to heal right. It's not going, and that should have been told to him. And it should at some point come to the realization that somebody of a higher authority in the Saints building should speak to this man and let him know, listen, you know, football is secondary to you walking for the rest of your life. We want to make sure you good. You see, somebody got to tell him and shut him, because ultimately if the Saints say, listen, we're going to have to kind of shut you down right here, brother, this is not going to work. Cause you know, players, you got to protect the player from himself. He just going to want to play and tear himself up. You can't allow that to happen, because most people, not most people, but most athletes are trained that way. And I said trained, I use that purposefully. It's a mentality of, even if you hurt, you are trained to play through the pain if you can. That's the overall thought process in being a professional athlete, learning to play through the pain. And the thing about what Ramczyk is, you know, I understand that Ramczyk's a tough guy. I got a lot of respect for Ramczyk. The problem is the injury has hurt. And I'm saying, in terms, I'm not a medical doctor. I just play one on the internet. But listen, seriously, I've watched Ramczyk's film. I've watched his games. His play has sorely and terribly disintegrated. I mean, who Ramczyk was before the Saints paid him and who he is now is two different people. Two different people altogether. That knee issue has really just cut him in half, basically. Ram was a dominating force for the Saints before he got paid. And since he, unfortunately, since he got paid the big money when he signed that contract, he has, that knee issue has cut him down severely. And it's unfortunate, but it's a part of football. You made a lot of money, man. The Saints need to really focus on his health over him playing football. And with that being said, I've said that, and I'll continue to say it, that the Saints should have known to approach free agency with looking at finding somebody to, from a veteran perspective, to sit underneath Ramczyk or kind of steady the line. Now, they did sign Ali Udoh, who operates as mostly as a guard. But looking at it, I'm like, man, that means now with his knee issue, he and Dennis Allen alluded to this. We covered it on our Patreon special about it not healing as fast as he would like it. We're going to cover it in this article. But yes, bro, we called it. We all was in here calling. I kept saying it, man. You got to protect these guys, man. And now we're in the second, you know, beyond into deep into the second layers of free agency. And we're looking at the free agency chart of who's available. And a lot of the guys that could have helped the Saints are off the board. Now, they still have some people there, but that is the purpose of moving and finding the correct fits. Not everybody was getting broke off or chipped off big dough. There's a guy out there that was out there that could have came in and kind of steadied the position. Now it looks like that we're kind of positioning ourselves to get ready for the draft. That's exactly what we're doing. That is the posture of the team, is that they're focused on the draft now. So it is what it is, but you got to protect these players from themselves, man. And like I said, Ramczyk's play suffered mightily since that knee issue. It has cut him down to almost nothing. You know, he not saying that he's, you know, yeah, but from what Ram came from and what we remember Ramczyk being when the Saints drafted him, man, it's just so, it's so sad to me. Like, because you can see it is ailing to the point where he's not even close to what he was. And, you know, when Teron Armstead left, Ram was, the idea was to slide Ram from right tackle to left tackle. The only reason why he was over there is because Teron Armstead was better than him for years. But as Teron left and he went to Miami, the move should have been made to move him over there. But they didn't. They kept him at right tackle. And at the time I was saying that don't make any sense. Y'all remember we had this discussion ad nauseum. We talked about it dozens of times. And I would put on shows and talk about why is Trevor Penning playing left tackle? You don't put that guy, a rookie ass offensive lineman. And we know Penning, you know, has some talent, but it's a difference between Orlando Pace, a Jonathan. I'm talking about guys coming out of college. You know what they are. Like, you know, when that guy steps out there, he's going to dominate. That wasn't Penning. You see Orlando Pace coming. You see the arrival of guys like a Willie Rofe. And I'm name throwing out some really good players, Jonathan Ogden's, the Tony Buscellis, guys like that. You see them come. You see them arriving out of college into the NFL. You see how who they are and what they could be. And now, like with this current crop of people, you can see the ones that's really going to step up and ball. You see Joe Alt. You see Fashanu. You see guys like that. Even to a degree, you can see it in J.C. Latham, who played opposite end, but you can see him operating at that tackle position. It's an it factor. You see that. You see the behavior in these guys. It's a rhythm. It's a pattern to players that you can see that they can do that. I didn't see that in Penning. I thought Penning would operate as a good right tackle because that's where you want to put him on the right side. But a blindside tackle, that's a special position. That's reserved for your best offensive lineman in most cases, because he will be tasked with the duty of protecting the blind side of your quarterback. You know, but they did not move Ram when Teron left. And I feel like, what is that about? So you're going to trust the quarterback, your veteran quarterback, to a rookie? Look how that turned out. Tell me how that turned out for you. Huh? And it's very crazy. But at the end of the day, now you need two of them. You need two now. You need a right tackle and you need a left tackle. So let's delve into it, man. It's, you know, Ram, it's unfortunate with Ram because Ram was a stellar player, but I'm more concerned about Ramczyk's health. Like, our head coach supposed to be concerned about the health of this guy. Now, he getting minor surgery wasn't going to cut it. Everybody knew he needed major surgery, but he didn't want to get it because he wanted to maintain playing football. And sometimes that's not in the cards. Go handle your business and come back. New Orleans Saints reportedly concerned about Ryan Ramczyk's status for the 2024 season following knee surgery this offseason. NFL insider Ian Rappaport shared on Tuesday that the team is worried about Saints starting right tackle may miss the season. Fam, we knew this. We talked about this. Minor surgery, man, need major surgery. Getting minor surgery is not going to accomplish it. The Saints are preparing for the real possibility that offensive tackle Ryan Ramczyk is medically not able to play this season. You know, and Coach Dennis Allen alluded to Ramczyk's knee not responding as they hoped. It is unclear whether it will, a true question mark. Not a true question mark to me. Ram should have been shut down during the season, to be honest with you, because every chance they gave him, he was always given rest days. And it's that knee is not getting any better. But like I said, to kind of jump back to the initial point that I was talking about, just a few minutes ago, we talked about how you can look at Ramczyk's play and see it is obviously different. He is not nearly the force that he once was. They got guys that march Ramczyk backwards, like he wearing a pair of skates. It's sad because he simply can't do the job no more, and he needs to be He needs to go and take care of his business medically, man. And of course, you know, Saints head coach Dennis Allen told reporters at the annual league meetings on Tuesday that Ramczyk's availability remains to be seen. He said that he was feeling better about his tackle's recovery a few weeks ago. The injury that required surgery sidelined him for 5 games during the 2023 season. A few weeks ago, I was feeling a lot better about it, and yet I don't know that I'm seeing as much progress as I was hoping to see at this point. We've got plenty of time. We're just going to have to wait and see how that all goes as we go through all the offseason, as we get into training camp aspect. There's a long time before we kick the ball off. I wouldn't jump to any conclusions right now, but we'll see how it goes over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever it is, before we get to the season. Now, listen, the reality is, if you're the New Orleans Saints, you can't afford to wait 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks for the season. You got a plan for right now. You have to cover all bases. You have to come at this thing like Ramczyk won't be able to play. If he plays, fine. If he doesn't, you have to have a plan in place to replace him. And don't forget, you need a left tackle. So basically, the Saints will be tasked with bookend tackle situations. And we're in severely into the second.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know, round of the free agent cycle, where a lot of these other guys, these starters that had some meaningful minutes, are off the board. Now, they do have some veterans out there. But once again, the situation is also with the Saints and how much money do they want to spend? You know, right now, the Saints are not really doing the spend the money thing, which is, you know, Mickey Loomis alluded to that. Dennis Allen alluded to that. Even Dennis Lucia was mentioning that as well. So at some point, how do you address the situation? Well, the cheapest route you could take, it will be free agents. I mean, the draft, excuse me. Now you could, you know, go into the draft. And right now, according to OverCap, the Saints have roughly over $8.3 million. If people ask you, what's the cap like right now? $8.3 million currently, according to Over the Cap. But you have to approach this situation like Ramczyk is not going to be available. Now, if he's available, that's great. But, you know, chances are he's not. Minor surgery is not going to cut it if you need major surgery, bro. You know, that's not going to work. So going into it, they'll have to figure out some kind of way to adjust to Rams' potential lossage, him not being there. And some options are quite, actually, some options are, what do the Saints look like? What are they going to do? Now, we know the Saints signed some people defensively. We know about the Chase Young thing. We know about Willie Gay. We know about them bringing in a few guys on defense back, like Jonathan Ogden. Shout out to, Jonathan Abrams. Shout out to him. Our guy, bringing him back. Who else was signed? What's your boy name? The little undersized DB, who I like a lot. He's back. But another thing is they added a few wide receivers to the Saints side of the offense, but I'm really more interested in the offensive line that they bring. They did bring Ali Udo, who operates mostly as guard, and they saying he could play some tackle. But I'm looking at these tackle positions. Who's in line for these tackle positions? Who are we going to realistically look at? We're looking at the draft. What does our roster look like? Well, you do have Trevor Penning. He's there. And at some point, Penning will have to play. He's a first-round draft pick. Either you're going to trade him or play him. And right now, I think the Saints, they're going to have to find the usage for Trevor Penning. In the guard situation, you bring in Ali Udo. You know, he looking to possibly challenge for the left guard position against guys like James Hurst. Where does Nick Saldiveri fit in this? So there's going to be some interesting battles in terms of camp of who occupies some of these positions. A lot of people thinking that Penning should be converted to a guard. Well, we're looking at all of the guards that the Saints have, Hurst, Udo, and Nick Saldiveri look like, you know, you kind of got a cluttered situation here, but we need more tackles. You see, so right tackle position, if Ram's not good to go, Trevor Penning should be the next guy in there, unless the Saints add a veteran or they do something else. You got to justify the pick. You can't have a first round draft pick offensive lineman and you need tackles. Well, he's a tackle and you got tackles. Ramchek is hurting. You got to justify the pick. You got to be able to bring this guy to the forefront. So do you then utilize him at the right tackle position, the position that I thought he should have been starting at when he came into the league, not at the left tackle position. That's a special breed. Right tackle, he possibly can play that position. There's not as much pressure on him to play the right than it is the left. It's a difference. But the left tackle position, is that somebody they go to the draft for? I mean, a lot of these questions, we're going to have to wait and see what's going on right with that. So that's a very concern. But listen, shout out to Ryan Ramchek, man, and his family, man. I know the man loves the game of football, but listen, bro, I know something that's more important than playing football. That's walking straight. Walking and handling your business. You're still young. Go take care of yourself, man. Go take care of yourself, bro. You know, and I'm telling you this straight up, man. As a former athlete, man, don't put money or football over you, over your health, bro. You'll regret it. So, you know, anyway, let's keep it going, man. I just wanted to say that. All right, so let's jump into this one, man. Saints are third in the NFC South with win totals. The over and unders. Now, this was, like I said, this was an article right here that we're going to talk about from DraftKings. DraftKings did this thing, you know, where they had lined up all the NFL teams in 2024, and they do the odd makers do their little thing. And DraftKings Sportbooks released their lines for wins for the season. And it's like their little power ranking. So teams have yet to go through the draft, and those selections often play a pivotal part in how teams were viewed into the offseason. So this is a pre-draft type of situation. Not much bearings, but interesting to see how the odds makers who coming out of Vegas, who ultimately manipulates these games through the referees in the NFL, how they see it. And they see it as this. The New Orleans Saints are currently set at over and under at 7.5 victories. There are only 8 teams that have a lower win projection. Once again, this falls in line with power rankings that had the Saints in the bottom 8 of the NFL. So that means the Saints will likely be viewed like this going into the next season unless they have a highly regarded draft class. They have to earn stronger expectations after underperforming in 2 years with Dennis Allen at the head coach. finishing 7-10 and then 9-7, having been good enough to reach their stated goal, which is the playoffs. New Orleans' win projection ranks third in the division. The addition of Kirk Cousins has skyrocketed the Atlanta Falcons. They're tied for the second highest over-under in the NFC with 10.5. Tampa Bay finds themselves slightly above New Orleans with 8.5. The slight difference between the two is reflective of how last year played out. The only team in the division that the Saints are ahead of in terms of what Vegas is thinking about with the under and the over and under is Carolina at 4.5. So this is the thing. So once again, this parallels with the family members' thought process in the poll on how they see. Now, if you haven't got an opportunity to vote on the poll, y'all chime in. Chime in on the poll. How many wins do, you know, when I said the same. See, I be typing fast, man. Be doing all kind of, it's supposed to be the Saints. How many wins do the Saints get this regular season? 10 plus wins is option one. 9 wins, 8-7 wins, and 6 or less wins. And right now, currently, the poll, by 3%, 10 plus wins. So a lot of who that said the Saints are going to win 10 plus games this season. 33 says 9 wins. 24% says 8-7 wins. And just 7% believe the Saints will get 6 or less wins. So that is very interesting. So 10 plus wins, a lot of who that say, man, the Saints going to get 10 wins this season. So shout out to you guys for showing the Saints some love on that regard. All right, let's move on to this article right here. All right, this is by John DeShazer from NewOrleansSaints.com. The offensive system should be a fit for the New Orleans Saints roster, the new system. That system is something that I think has done really well in our league for a long period of time. And that's coming from Dennis Allen. A lot of this is sourced from Dennis Allen's interview the other day. And he says offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak will bring with him a proven successful system that fits the current Saints roster and hopefully can be installed seamlessly. He says, I think the system of offense, there's certainly a lot of variations of it. They're not all the same. This is Allen telling people during the NFL's owner meetings, but I think the system is something that I think has done really well in our league and done well in our league for a long period of time. I think it's something that I think we can incorporate, and I think we have the type of players that fit well in that system. I felt like it was a good fit for what we wanted to do. Just from a schematic standpoint, this whole offseason is going to be based on kind of run, play, action, game. Drop back is going to be a part of it, but the main emphasis is going to be able to run the ball effectively, and be able to create some shot plays in the passing game off of play action. I think that's something we can use. But Allen said the goal is to be physically imposing on offense. I think there's a demeanor to the way in which we want to play offense. That's going to be a physicality with which we're going to have our guys playing. I think that'll be cool to see. So indeed. So he also says with Clint and Rick Dennison and John Benton, these guys have been together. I think there's some continuity in terms of getting that the program off the ground and getting started. Now Kubiak, Dennison worked together in Denver and Minnesota. And Allison also knows the system could take advantage of Carr's athleticism. He says Derek probably doesn't get enough credit for the athlete that he is. I think that his athletic skill set will do well in this scheme. I think some of the things we did kind of later on in the season last year, some of the play action passing game benefited Derek. I thought our passing game came alive a little bit toward the end of the year. I think that's something he'll thrive in this new system. Now, just to talk about that point, and a couple others, I'm actually happy to have Clint Kubiak here. I thought that with any system that you run, offensively speaking, we had Sean Payton's system here for 20 years. And the majority of the time, it was a successful system if you ran it correctly. I think why the Saints system failed last year was because you had a milquetoast leader who didn't incorporate the ideologies of holding people accountable when guys make mistakes, calling them out, make sure they fix it, and not coddling guys. The coddulation of Carr last year was ridiculous. The fact that it took him up to the last month of the season to show progress was utterly ridiculous. It was utterly ridiculous. And a lot of it wasn't on Derek Carr. It was on the fact that the Saints could not produce a consistent running attack. We marching into the season, we talked about the success the Saints needed to maintain offensively speaking would have to be proven or put together by the running game. And Carr off the back of the running game. You know what happened? When the Saints started to run the ball in the last month of the season, effectively, Carr came alive and he was playing off the back of the running attack, just as we had said. Why? Because early on, Derek Carr did not know the system well enough to be able to go out there and win you football games. You needed the running attack to take the pressure off of him and him operate off the play action. And that gave him a chance to kind of get going. Early on, the Saints couldn't consistently do that. And he shared a lot of it, but a lot of the blame falls not just on Dennis Allen, but on his guy, his offensive coordinator, who was too milquetoast. And Dennis Allen could have yanked the guy and put somebody else in there and say, hey, man, listen, let's get this other guy here and see what he can do. But he sat on his ass for the rest of the season. And like I said, then comes out and says he's pissed at the back end of the season. So from an energy standpoint, like I said, I've been watching this team for a long time. I don't know what to make of the Saints. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm not just talking about the moves that they're making, but listening to Mickey Loomis, listening to Dennis Allen, listening to Dennis Lucia, who's Mickey Loomis's boss. I'm not really impressed with the Saints this year, but I do hear for the first time, they're talking about being conservative with the cap. And that's something that really they were leaning on to improve the team. Now that they're having more of a reserve approach from an economic standpoint, because Mickey's blaming the, oh, what's because of COVID, you know, COVID did that, you know, what can I tell you? COVID. Yeah. That's why. You know, what year was COVID, Mickey? Wasn't that in 2019, bro? Oh, well, yeah, I think you're right on that. You know, okay, so what year is it now? Well, you know what year it is. 2014. I mean, 2024. You're messing me up here. Hold on now. No, you know, stop the C-19 garbage. Cut that out. It wasn't exclusively because of that. It was a lot of mismanagement that happened during that period of time. That why the Saints are in this money position. We often joked about the kicking of the can, the cooking of the books, and the kicking of the can. It's coming home to roost because the Saints are not getting value from their draft picks or getting additional value about many of the free agents that they're bringing in. Case in point, you had a guy like Marcus May, that was not a good signing for the Saints. The Saints signed Marcus May. He was hurt half the damn time. You know, it was not a good look, and he was coming off something negative that happened, and it just what happened down here and him not playing. It was not a good look. So the Saints cut him. But good pickup for Jordan Howden, who's a cheaper player who they can plug in. So they just try to save some money on the move. But we knew that was going to happen. We knew Marcus May played himself out of here because Jordan Howden got enough time to be able to learn the game. And he stepped in and did that. Credit to them doing that. On Jordan Howden, a late pick, a later on pick in the draft. But what about guys like Davenport? What about guys like Peyton Turner?
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.